You have a new pastor coming in just a couple of weeks, so today you have to put up with me.
是你们的新的牧师大概两个星期之后才到，所以今天还是由我夸牧师来证道。
You'll notice in the passage that was just read that Paul is asking Timothy and by extension we ourselves to remember something.
我们从这个经文里面看到保罗对他的这个徒弟提摩太是告诫让他记住某件事情，那这个也可以看作是保罗对我们的告诫。
Of course, we all know how important remembrance is.
我们都知道能够记得住是很重要的。
We have to remember such things as numbers, names, passwords, which I think is the worst of all. People's names, what they look like. Remembrance is very important in the lives that you and I live.
在我们今天的生活里面，就是说经常要记得我们的这个地址、电话号码、人的名字、我们的约会时间，特别还要记住无穷的密码。
Of course, in our culture, in our American culture, those of you who can relate to this, there have been little phrases throughout our history that call us to remember things.
在美国的文化，也中国的文化也是一样，通常都是用有一些很简短的告诉我们某些历史事件，让我们能够记得住。
For example, during their war with Mexico, Texans were challenged to remember the Alamo.
所以我就用中国文化里面的来翻译的话，那就是说在宋朝的时候，岳会会说，靖康耻，犹未雪，神子恨，何时灭。
During the Spanish-American War, the cry was, remember the Maine, which was a ship that was supposedly sunk by the Germans.
如果是在这个在这个抗日战争的时候，我们就会说918 是怎么能够忘记那个日子。
During World War II, it was remember Pearl Harbor.
但在美国在第二次世界大战，他们最常说的是说不要忘记珍珠港。
And I suppose bringing it up to date to our current era, the call for many people is to remember 9/11.
那今天的话，美国人会常常说不要忘记911。
But I want you to notice that in each of these cases, what people were called to remember was a great defeat that was hopefully meant to spur them on to a future victory.
所以就是这些事件里面都是告诉大家不要忘记某一件国耻家仇，让他们能够因着这个作为鼓励，以后争取更大的胜利。
But in the passage just read, Paul is calling us to remember a great victory which is still operative today.
但是保罗提醒提摩太的不要忘记的这一件是过去的一个大的胜利，让我们看到这个胜利到今天仍然有效。
That call of course comes from Paul in his letter which we know as 2 Timothy. It was written to his closest friend and associate in ministry.
那这个保罗这个挑战是给他 是他最后的一封书信，他这封书信是在教在这个监狱里面写给他最亲密的同工提摩太。
Paul at that time was not at all in a good situation. He was in a prison cell. He was awaiting execution in Rome. And at the same time, this letter is meant to encourage and provide counsel to his closest associate and friend.
所以就是要想一下，保罗在那个时候可能是在最困难的处境里面，他是在死囚里面的一个死囚犯，但是呢，他却是要写这一封书信来鼓励他最亲密的一个同工。
So in chapter 2 comes this very key request for Timothy to remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead.
所以在这封书信里面有一个关键的章节，那就是说他告诉提摩太要记得主耶稣是从死里复活。
The idea, of course, is exactly what we're celebrating today, that Christ was sacrificed on our behalf. He then broke the bond of sin and death so that as we have faith in Christ, we too can experience resurrection life that begins now but comes in full bloom in eternity after Christ returns.
所以在他让我们记得的是说耶稣基督在十字架上所献身的是粉碎了这个罪对我们的捆绑，然后他第三天又复活，并且升到天上，让我们看见我们将来能够在天上与他享有这个永远生命的这个荣耀。这个我们今天是预尝，到了天上的时候，是所有的这些永远生命的荣耀都可以给我们承受。
So why is the message of cross and Easter worth remembering? I'd like to offer four reasons why it is worth for all of us to remember.
所以在今天这个复活节的日子，我就给大家四个原因，为什么我们这么值得要记住这个二千年前这件事。耶稣的死和复活。
First of all, the message of Easter and the resurrection is quite simple. Jesus died on our behalf, he rose from the dead, and through faith in him, you and I can be saved from our sin and to eternal life. It's quite simple.
所以首先呢，就是这一个信息呢，是非常简单的信息。这怎么说简单呢？就是说，耶稣在十字架上死了，他的死代替了我们该受的惩罚，然后呢，他确实死了，所以他被埋葬了。但是第三天他又复活了，所以如果我们能够相信他，我们就可以承受得他所给的永远的生命。
But we must be careful here. While the message of Christ risen from the dead is simple, it is not simplistic.
但是我们需要有一件事情要明确，就是说这个信息虽然简单，但却不肤浅。
A simplistic message is a superficial message which doesn't take seriously the real issues and problems of our lives.
因为一个肤浅的信息呢，就是一个只能够摸到事情的表面，不能够直达人心，解决我们生命中最根本问题的。
Those issues include pain, mortality, alienation, moral corruption, and guilt. These are the real problems, the real issues of human existence.
因为我们在人生在世，这个有很多的痛苦，有要经历面对死亡，面对人与人之间的这个关系的破裂，还有我们发现道德的败坏，我们对罪恶的负罪感等等这些。这些都是每个人经历的真实问题。
These issues can't be denied, and neither will band-aid approaches do much good.
但是这些问题呢，我们既不能够把它忘掉、抹开，又不能够只是简单的用个止血贴把它贴在上面，让我们感觉不到。
But the message of Christ's resurrection, while easy to understand and easy to share, is anything but simplistic, and it faces the core problems that you and I face head on.
就是这个耶稣在十字架上死和他的复活这个信息虽然简单，让我们可以很清楚、很简短的跟别人分享，但是对于他要解决生命中真正的问题，这并不是一个肤浅。
Now, I don't have time at all to go into this, but I also need to say that the resurrection, the historic resurrection of Christ, also serves as the strongest evidence for the Christian faith.
除了这个，我们还知道，就是在历史上，耶稣死和复活这件事情是我们所知道历史上最真实的事情，而且这也是基督教信仰最根本的一个核心。
That is, if I had time, if I was going to give two sermons today, I would give you one that outlines all of the evidence for the historic resurrection of Christ, so that there is absolutely, if you know the evidence, there's absolutely no doubt that it really happened.
如果我们另外有一堂讲这个讲道的时间，我可以再列举在历史上所有关于耶稣死和复活的证据，让你从理性上能够移去所有理性上的疑惑，那可以完全的相信他。
And if the resurrection really did happen, then all of the other aspects of our Christian faith and belief system falls into place.
如果这个耶稣的死和复活真正的发生了，那我们基督教信仰里面所有所教导的一切都能够各就其位，起到它该起的作用。
So that's the first reason why we need to remember and keep on remembering the resurrection and the message of Easter, that it is easy to understand, it's easy to share, and in that sense it is quite simple.
所以就是我们这个我们要记得这个复活节里面这个信息，就是主耶稣基督受死和复活这个信息。第一个原因就是说这个是一个简单的信息，容易简单明了，很容易记得，也很容易跟人家分享。
Second, we remember the resurrection because it provides a supernatural answer to our fallen condition and the situation that we are in.
第二，我们要记住这个，是因为神为了我们的这个堕落的境况和因为堕落所带来的一切后果，提供了一个超自然的解决方法。
I think it's safe to say that if you and I honestly look at our own problems, our own issues, and then look out beyond us to the world's problems, the problems of our society, the problems of our nations, we realize that we're in big trouble.
就是如果我们是诚实的面对我们自己的这些一切状况和困难，或者是说我们向外看，看看我们所处的这个国家或者世界所处的人类的一切困难，我们都可以诚实的说，我们人类是面临着极大的难题。
I guess one of the benefits of being as old as I am is that I can look back over the decades and see all of the solutions that have been tried by every aspect of society and one nation after another, one political party after another, and all of them have really failed. Even though we have great technology, the problems really haven't been solved, and in fact, in many respects, we're in a worse mess now than at any time in our history.
所以就是让我活了这么一把年纪，就是这年龄就变成财富，因为我有积累的很多经验，能够回顾在我们过去，这不管是我们国家，还是世界其他的国家，是一个政党还是其他的政党，所谓的尝试解决人类所面临这些问题所尝试的各种的方法途径，虽然说我们现在的技术科技比50年前是已经有长足的进步，但是这些科技技术的长进并没有替我们提供了我们人心带来的问题的解决，反而是说我们现在面临的难题比过去的难题难解决得多。
This being the case, our only hope comes from outside of the human realm, from something or someone who far exceeds our own intelligence, power, and love.
所以要解决我们人类面对的难题，唯一的解救办法就是从人类以外有一个比我们更有智慧、更有大能、更有爱心的这个个体进入。
And that's what the word supernatural means, beyond and above nature, including ourselves.
这个就是说超自然这个词的意义，就是说超过自然界，包括人类所能够提供的一切。
And that's Christianity in a nutshell. It is centered on a divine person who is superior to us, every one of us in every way, but who has entered our world as one of us for the purpose of saving us. us.
所以基督教所提供的就是这样，就是有一位这个他在他的智慧、他的能力和爱心上，或者是说在任何的这个属性上，都远远超越人类的这一位神，他成为了人，进入了我们的历史中间，为了给我们提供我们问题的答案。
And the resurrection of Christ is absolute proof of this, and its power offered to us all if we will come to Christ by faith and embrace Jesus as both Savior and Lord.
所以这个耶稣的复活就是这一件事情的明证，而且复活所提供的大能是说提供给所有我们，只要我们愿意凭着信心来接受，并且来委身于基督。
And I think that's really one of the great benefits of having these testimonies of the three who are being baptized today. And I know there are many, because I know a lot of you, there are many of us who could arise in a meeting and give testimonies to each other of the great change that Christ has made in our lives. I could do that. I've been a Christian for almost, well, maybe now over 50 years. And the change that has happened, I'm not perfect. None of you are perfect. None of us are perfect, but Christ has made a definite difference in our lives, and that is all based upon the sacrifice of Jesus and His resurrection from the grave.
所以像我们今天有听到的这个几位要受洗的弟兄姐妹所做的见证，是对我们很有帮助的，因为我们可以真真实实的看见耶稣复活的大能在我们身上所发生的改变。作为一个已经信主很多年的基督徒，我自己的生命也可以看到这个改变，或者是说我看到别人看到生命里面也可以看到这样的改变，这些改变是真实的。
Third, we remember Jesus and His resurrection because it is grounded in Scripture.
第三点就是说，耶稣的这个复活是根据圣经所记载的。
This in part is what Paul means when he refers in the same passage to Jesus being the offspring of David.
所以在这个我们刚才读的这个经文里面，一开始的就说你要纪念耶稣基督乃是大卫的后裔。
That's an indication that the whole experience of Christ, His coming through the incarnation, His life, His death, His resurrection, was the fulfillment of a divine plan that goes all the way back to Abraham, the covenant with Abraham, and even further back than that.
所以就是因为他通过引用他在旧约里面这个例子，让我们看见神让耶稣从死里复活这件事情，是从他跟亚伯拉罕立约，甚至在这个更早之前就已经定下的一个计划。然后这个计划在这个历史中，在神的这个话语里面不断的展开。
Now I had no idea coming here today that of this skit that was going to be presented by these wonderful actors we have in this church.
我来之前我不知道你们这个有一个这个短剧表演的这。
But this is an example of this point that I'm making now. You go back to the whole experience of Abraham and Isaac, and God will provide a lamb and all of that. This is just one passage after another, all of the Psalms that are Christ-centered that shows us that what we are celebrating here and what we are a part of by faith in Christ is something that is scripturally based.
就是说在我们这个短剧里面就是讲到是说耶稣的这个被献祭牺牲和复活，在亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候已经早做了预表，这个只是在旧约里面多处提到耶稣他要经历的这个死和复活的很多的经文里面的其中一段，这些都给我们证明了耶稣的死和复活是神在圣经里面早已预示而不断的告诉我们的。
It's not a passing fad. It's not some kind of a current, you know, thing that people have gotten into, the latest rage, but it's something that is solid, it's historical, it's real, and it's scriptural.
所以就是说，这相信耶稣从死里复活，并不是一时的流行，也不是这个潮流所带来的，而是说神在这个圣经里面不断的启示，这个是真实的事情。
My last point is that we remember the resurrection and the whole experience of Christ's death and what came out of that because it is satisfying.
最后的一点就是说，我们记着耶稣的死和他的复活，这个是给我们带来满足的。
Again, I go back to these testimonies that have been, and one more to go, that will be offered, and my own testimony, your testimony. This is something, though we are not perfect, though this life is in a fallen world, though we have still have pain and problems, it is satisfying, especially in knowing what's going to happen to us for eternity, and that there is real and sure hope for us when we die.
就是记得主耶稣基督这个事和复活，是对我们是非常能够满足我们的需要。我们在世上所经历的事情有很多让我们不满意的事情，因为我们活在一个充满罪恶的世界。但是我们看见我们自己的生命，看见刚才做见证的两位和等一下还要做见证那一位，就看到还有其他很多的主内的弟兄姐妹。 他们生命的改变都看到，虽然我们生活在罪恶的世界，虽然我们生命里面有非常多的不完美和缺陷，但是耶稣基督的死和复活给我们带来的满足。
Again, Exhibit A of this is Paul himself, who writes these words of encouragement to Timothy while he's in a jail cell. He's lost his freedom. He's awaiting execution, which could come at any day. And yet he writes to Timothy with this sense of hope, all because of Christ and his resurrection from the dead.
所以当保罗自己被困在这个死囚的囚牢里面的时候，他可能这生命只剩下最后几天的时候，他写给他的同工提摩太的书里面，让他因为记得耶稣基督的死和复活，而因此而带有无限的盼望。
Probably the best, most famous example of this from Paul is in Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7, another prison epistle, and this is what he says. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I, the prisoner, will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
所以这保罗他在这个监狱里面所写的书信里面有一封很有名的这个腓立比书，在第四章四到七节里面，他这样说：你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。他特别强调我这个作为这个被囚的这个犯人，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经尽了，应当一无顾虑，凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。 将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
So remember Christ and His resurrection. Ours is an Easter faith that needs to be kept before us 365 days a year.
所以记得耶稣基督的死和他的复活，不仅仅是在复活节这一天，而是在一年365天。
Now I want to say this just before I close. This church is full of a lot of really smart people, right?
那这我在最后结束之前，我要说，在这个教会里面有非常多很聪明的人。
And if you would like more information, the full meal deal concerning the evidence for Christ's resurrection, there is one book that I would recommend to everyone. It's about this thick, but it is gold.
就是如果你真的是想要去仔细探索关于耶稣死和复活的证据的话，我可以向你们推荐一本书。这本书很厚，但是说每一页都值得。
It's called The Resurrection of the Son of God, and it's by N.T. Wright.
它是一个叫 N.T. Wright 人所写的，就是说写着神的儿子的复活。
He is perhaps the greatest New Testament scholar living today. He is a wonderful writer. And I have challenged many people who have tried to give me a bad time. I've talked to them about Christ and they put up all of these phony arguments. And I have told, I remember one guy just a year ago, I said on the phone, I'm not going to argue with about you about this. If you're really serious, read this book, and then I'll talk to you as much as you want, because it's all right there. All of the arguments against the resurrection, the theology, the Christian apologetic, it's all right there. So I would challenge you, and I'm making no money off of this. I'm not selling these books. But if you want to have the facts on all of this and be able to answer people in your dialogue with them about Christ and the resurrection, get that book and read it from cover to cover, The Resurrection of the Son of God by N.T. Wright.
所以在这个做了很多年的牧师这个过程里面，我会要回答很多对于这个基督教信仰质疑的问题，比如说关于耶稣到底有没有死，到底有没有从死里面复活，在很多时候你可能都不够时间能够一个问题一个问题逐一的回答，但是这一本书因为它有这么详尽的回答了几乎所有怀疑者所提的这些问题，所以每一次都会建议说，那这样吧，如果你真的很认真关于这个信仰的话，那建议你读这一本书。那这我们就是从这本书里面看到他如何回答所有可以提出怀疑的问题。我们看见我们的信仰是非常真实可信的。如果在这个之后，我们可以再详谈。那我们建议呢，就是说已经信主的希望全福音的弟兄姐妹也用这个来装备自己，在你跟其他朋友来回答这些信仰问题的时候，这个是会给你一个很好的装备。
With that I conclude and we move forward in this service.
所以那就是大家记得主耶稣复活了，因为他活着，所以我们一起来起立，用这个 Because he lives